G'day and welcome to BVI Podcasts.
We're Bucklands Beach Intermediate, a school of Year 7 and 8 students on the shores of Auckland, New Zealand.
Welcome to our waves. We want to give you a little window into the work that goes on in our school.
Long, long ago on the island of Takatikitiki, the Maori people thought they worked too hard in the day because the sun stayed up for too long. They demanded the moon to stay up longer so they could get more rest. Also, they tried to find out why the Furukawa tree was red. Up night on Takatikitiki Island, the sun said, "I want war with the moon because I want to stay up longer." The moon replied, "All right, only if the people get enough rest." They counted how long each one would stay up. They agreed to start the war in the evening by the Furukawa tree. As the sun rose up to the white fluffy clouds, and as the moon counted the hours the sun would stay up, they both were determined to declare glory. The Purukiki forest was getting on to warmth and light from the sun. They were happy. But the people weren't more, they were angry. The day brightly went past as evening had awakened and the war had begun. The moon's strategy was wind and fire. The sun's power was its heat. They both did their best and wanted glory. As the sun was recharging its heat, the moon blew out wind and fire with great force. The sun was blown and fired out in defeat. The sun got so hot from the fire which the moon had blown out, and also from its own heat, that the sun started bleeding all over the plants and Purukiki forest and the Furukawa tree. There was a moment of silence as there was a big flash of light burst into the sky. As night arrived, the moon stayed up in the sky way up high and bright. The people of Takatikitiki Island were very happy, as they got less time to work in the day and more time to rest at night. The Maori people knew why the tree that they worshipped and respected was red. It was because the sun ran down its blood on the tree and stained it. That shows the importance of the sun's death. The Purukawa tree is still now here, which is an icon of New Zealand that we all respect.
Thank you for sharing that wonderful myth with us, Freya. Now I'm going to ask you some questions. Hi, Hawk.
Hi, Eva. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Do you have some time for me to ask you a few questions?
Yes, sure. Make it quick, please. I need to get more fish.
Okay. Why did you want to eat fish?
Well, I had to kill them for me to eat because that's what I need for me to stay alive.
All right. Then how did you find the fish?
I travelled for a very long time and distance to find them. At last, I found them by large rocks near the sea.
How did you make the poison to kill the fish?
I mix the chemicals according to the fish's allergies so that they die and I can kill them and eat them.
As you travelled, what did you visit?
As I travelled on the way, I went past Daljimara, Alamgungari, Cannon Hill and Mau.
What made you think of making the poison?
It's because every time I would have to swim to get the fish. So I thought, wouldn't it be quicker and easier if I would poison the fish?
When you were born, were you born as a hawk?
No, I changed into hawk when I was choking on the fishbone.
Would you have lived without choking on the bone?
Yes, I would have survived and lived.
Are you proud of the poison you made, and why?
Yes, because I was the first to think of it and make it.
Thanks for taking up your time. See you in the future.
This article was interviewed by Eva.
Well, thanks, Freya, for sharing that lovely Maori myth with us. Also, a big thanks to Eva for being our lovely interviewer.